You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performing arts scene in our area. And joining us, as always, for this segment, local writer, reviewer, and creator of A2ArtsAddict.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And a special guest, local playwright and professor David McGregor. David had a recent successful run at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea with his play Vino Veritas, and he has a new one opening soon, the world premiere of...
Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Elusive Ear.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is interesting.
So have you been a longtime Sherlock Holmes fan?
Yeah, since I was a kid and picked up a complete volume of the stories at a book sale that I went to with my brother, and we had this deal where we'd just fill a bag full of books and come home and toss them to each other one at a time and read the first sentence from every novel.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept it or tossed it based on that. So H.G. Wells was good.
Wow.
John Updike got tossed. Not too interesting to 12-year-olds.
No, I can imagine.
So that's how I came across Sherlock Holmes.
Is this a comedy or a musical?
This is the best way. I can tell you what it's not.
Okay.
You know how a lot of plays these days are very timely and meaningful and relevant? My play is none of those things. It is a action, adventure, comedy, romance, mystery, and it's got severed body parts, absinthe, and fabulous actresses sword fighting on stage.
Is this your fourth play at the Purple Rose having its world premiere?
Oh, maybe fifth, maybe. They did a short play of mine. It's my seventh overall production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have a really strong relationship with them.
They tolerate me pretty well so far.
Now, Vincent van Gogh plays a role in this new play of yours, correct?
Well, that's the elusive ear guy, yes.
I get it. So what role does he play, or what part of the story is he?
Well, he's the client.
Okay.
You know, Sherlock Holmes and Watson are in dire need of funding. Tea, cocaine, it's not cheap in London. And so luckily this new client shows up. It's Vincent van Gogh, bloody bandage wrapped around his head, wants to hire Sherlock Holmes to recover his lost ear.
Wow.
This is what, in movie terms, you would call, it's uniquely generic. It's generic. It's a Sherlock Holmes story. You've seen the character before. It's unique. You have never seen anything like this particular incarnation before.
How does David McGregor even come up with these ideas?
David McGregor is a very disturbed person.
Is there any trepidation about jumping into a fan base that is so ardently specific about what entails a Sherlock Holmes story? What kind of details have to be right?
There's a little bit, but I have my fail-safe reply to any objections. Arthur Conan Doyle got the same objections when he was writing the original stories.
Right.
And his response was simply, sometimes one must be masterful.
Oh, I love that.
So when people say, this magazine didn't begin publication until 1891. Okay, I know that.
Yeah.
It's a story. It's a play. It's supposed to be an entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Do you see this possibly being made into a movie? Vino Veritas was it?
Yeah, I don't know about this. This is a little kind of off kilter, but it's got Sherlock Holmes. It's got Van Gogh. It's got Oscar Wilde in it as well. And it's kind of, like I said, it covers a lot of ground in terms of content, and who knows? We'll see.
I've been seeing pictures of rehearsals where you have the women learning sword play and some of the sword fights and stuff. Have you been kind of sitting in on some of these rehearsals as the material's getting developed, or do you wait until they're in the theater and in dress rehearsal to kind of take a look?
No, I'm a big fan, especially of a new play, of sitting in on rehearsals to see what's working, what's not working, what I need to take out, what I need to put in. And just the smallest thing can make you rethink how this scene works or what that character is saying. So I'd say about every other rehearsal, I'm sitting there quietly taking notes.
And are you rewriting as you go?
A little bit. You take things out that are kind of redundant or over-explanatory. Sometimes you need to make something a little more clear. It's not a massive rewrite. It's like lines here and there.
How difficult is it to pull off a sword fight at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea?
Well, it should be okay. Relatively few audience members should get slashed.
No, don't say that.
It's like a Gallagher show. We're going to have like sheets for people in the front row. No, I'm kidding. No, it'll be perfectly safe. But they are swords, and yes, there's
real swords.
Real swords.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we've spent a lot of time rehearsing the choreography of the sword fight, and it looks absolutely fabulous.
David McGregor, we wish you much success and safety with your new show opening at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. When is it open and how can people get tickets?
Previews start March 29th. You can show up and tell me all the things I got wrong. It premieres April 6th and it runs through May 26th.
Break a leg.
Okay, thank you.
Jen McKee, we have a lot going on in town right now, including with The Marriage of Figaro.
Yes, UM Opera Theater is presenting The Marriage of Figaro this weekend at the Mendelsohn Theater. So that is March 22nd through 25th.
And what's happening at Skyline High School?
There's a annual Dance for Mother Earth Ann Arbor powwow. It's just kind of this big celebration of Native American culture. There are vendors on hand, and there's lots of different groups that come and perform different dance styles. It's really just a popular, beloved annual tradition.
Are the high school students and faculty involved, or is it that just where they hold
it? I think that's just where the venue is. It's not necessarily involving the high school itself.
And I can't believe it's almost time for Full Moon and Festifools.
It is. Coming up very soon is also another beloved annual tradition. On Friday night is the
Full Moon
with luminaries. That's very community driven, where the community members have made luminaries and come up with costumes that have, you know, LED lights. And just, it's kind of a celebration of creativity. So that happens on Friday night, April 6th. And on April 8th, in downtown Ann Arbor on Main Street, is Festifools, which is more students build over the course of many months, build these huge puppets and just make this big street parade with musicians and with other kids and other people in the community who've made costumes and or their own puppets. And it's just kind of this big, fun outdoor thing. And it's one of the harbingers of spring, which we all look forward to, of course.
Have you ever gone?
Yes, I've taken my family. My kids love going to festivals. So presuming it's not freezing cold, I'll be
there. And I know this is Mark Tucker is behind this. And every time I see him, he's got a light up suit on.
Yep.
So that's an indication of how much fun and creativity goes into this. And as far as music, the Fab Four are coming back to town?
They are. The Fab Four is coming April 21st to the Michigan Theater. This particular concert is going to focus on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So they have a big following locally. They seem to come back here a lot.
Yeah.
And especially with that being kind of just such a cornerstone record, I think that will be of great interest to a lot of people in the community.
And when is that?
That is April 21st at 8 p.m. at the Michigan Theater.
And being a big Will and Grace fan, what's Megan Mullally doing?
She is coming to the Arc with, she's with a duo called Nancy and Beth.
Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free?
And it's Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt, who appeared on Friday Night Lights. And they met on set working on a project together. And they just came up with this musical act, this musical duo act, where it's kind of this post-punk girl group kind of thing. And it's hard to describe, but Will and Grace fans should definitely have that on their radar and be looking for that.
Coming to the Arc in April?
Mm-hmm. April 23rd at the Arc.
And once again, if you want to go see David McGregor's new play called
Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Elusive Ear.
We'll put all the links to that on our website. And thank you, David, for joining us. And thank you, Jen McKee, for joining us on Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.